makes me want to go out and watch Hee Haw.
Got the Working Man
Blues.
That's
still on TV.
Yeah.
What channel is airing these shows?
MeTV, probably.
Man, Hallmark, crazy. Wii. There's a bunch of channels, cuz. What's that other one they show? Fred Sanford is on it.
That's on Sanford and Sons.
Yeah, what station that is, dude? I can't remember that station.
Sure.
Yeah, you can catch all of them.
That's on, too, all the time.
I've only seen Sanford and Sons like on three different occasions for like 7 hours in a row at one point.
Really?
Because like it's that show that randomly comes on at like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And it was one of those where I was sitting there writing a paper that I didn't realize was due the next morning at 8:30.
Well, of course you didn't turn it in.
No, I did. So I'd sit up and Sanford and Sons would be on TV all night and just stay watching it.
Yeah, that
one.
Well,
my papers, Gary used to write all my papers for me.
Another good one was Jefferson's back in the day.
Yeah, I like the Jefferson.
Jefferson's, yeah. I watch that from time to time, still on TV.
Like the cartoon Jefferson's.
No.
Oh, man, the TV show. The TV
Jetsons show. Is the one that I was thinking.
Yeah, the
That's
Jetsons
my
was good.
Jefferson's.
That, oh, the Jet. Yeah.
The dog was Jefferson's. My favorite on the Jetsons.
Now, maybe Gary, like this maybe, with his hands behind his back.
Right, yeah.
My brother used to do it, man, all the time. Made me and my whole family laugh.
Him and the maid. Arguing
all the time
the best.
About everything.
The best.
Yes, love the Jeffersons.
But Fred Sanford and Esther was
that was really
classic.
Good. Yes,
classic.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, classic.
You think Gary Wolf will watch a lot of the Jeffersons?
Yes,
Gary, the Jeffersons.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Come on, man. Gary, a throwback.
Gary Wolfel, our Bucks analyst, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Gary, last night's game in Indiana, just a display of why you're going to live by the three and die by the three?
Great question.
Yeah, pretty much. And they went against an NBA team that actually knows the meaning of defense. There aren't too many of those teams left anymore. It's kind of a dying breed. And, you know, everybody collapses on Giannis. I mean, that's a game-to-game thing. But what the Pacers do extremely well is rotate their guys. If Giannis passes the ball, they would go to the shooter almost immediately and made it really tough on the Bucks.
Yeah, and Chris Middleton struggling right now is not helping the Bucks either. And defensively, you know, you can say, well, he's doing his job defensively, but offensively, he's killing them. I mean, they rely on him to be that guy that can score 20 a night. Eric Bledsoe's playing out of his mind still this year to this point. He had another good game last night. But they have to have Middleton on nights when Giannis can't get going.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know if you saw my tweet earlier today on Middleton's shooting woes. Get this. In the last five games, he's 19 of 68.
Brutal.
27%. And this is a guy that was shooting around 50% all season, right, or better. And then from three-point range in the last four games, 5 of 24.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you're right. He's in a major shooting funk.
It's going to be a difficult deal for this team to kind of turn it around here until Middleton gets going. The other thing, too, about this Bucks basketball team is, you know, you take care of business against the Raptors and that whole deal, and people have their power rankings that come out. And they're number one. And you look at some of the teams in these power rankings, a lot of them, like the Bucks, over the last couple of weeks are just playing 500 basketball. I mean, there's really nobody red hot at this point.
No, there really isn't, except the Boston Celtics. Right?
That would be them, yes. Yeah. And we all figured that was going to happen eventually.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy that Eastern Conference, you know, Toronto's got, what, 23 wins? And then Philadelphia has 19. And then Indiana and Milwaukee have 18. And then you have Boston with 17. So it's going to be very interesting to see which four teams end up with the home court advantage, because all of these teams play very well, you know, on their home floor.
Yeah, Gary, I still, when you have this kind of start, these kind of losses, to me, don't really bother me, because I think it'll average out because you play these guys a lot. The ones that would bother you, that still bothers you, is the one like the Knicks, or if something happened with Cleveland coming up. If they beat everybody they're supposed to beat, they're going to be okay. But my question is, does Budenheiser want these guys to take so many threes? Because if that's the case, then they're going to leave Lopez open. And then sooner or later, they're going to not want Bledsoe to take it. And they're going to just force other guys to take it. And he wants these guys just take anybody just open, just take that shot.
Yeah, Leroy, if you played, I think he'd let you take some.
Ooh, man, I wish I played for him, man.
No, it is. Well, we had talked about it at the outset here that they are living and dying by the three. Not all the time. There are a few games in which, you know, they've done, you know, pretty well inside the lane. But for the most part, their ammo is, long-range shooting.
Now, do you think other teams will watch this film and try to emulate what Indiana did? Or is this is just a one-off? Because they was number one scoring, I think.
Well, the nice thing about Indiana, they got Miles Turner, who matches up with Giannis's length, okay? I mean, a lot of times if Giannis gets the ball in the paint, he usually uses his length, you know, to shoot over a guy. But when you got a guy like Miles Turner or Drummond mm-hmm. or Embiid,
right.
you know, it's obviously much tougher.
Talking with Gary Wolfel here on the Wendy's Big Show and on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Gary, to that point, too, watching that game last night with Giannis, even Thon Maker going up to him, I think it was Katie George had the little report during the game, during one of the huddles, where Thon was talking about how they're setting up on the right side of him driving through and drawing the offensive foul. Is there any way that you're stopping that and trying to change up the way Giannis is attacking the hole? Because he attacks with that lowered shoulder every single time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, the one thing Giannis has to do, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, he's got to develop a mid-range shot or
yep.
even, you know, something beyond that because, but like we have been saying, they have been packing the lane on him. And that, you know, until he proves to other teams that he can, you know, extend his shooting range, they're going to continue packing the lane.
Gary, it only gets better from here as you get to see the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Detroit Pistons, a couple more Eastern Conference Central games and a couple more Central opponents. Last night, you lose one to the Indiana Pacers. It still feels like to me that this is the Bucks' division to win.
Wow. Do your cohorts agree?
Well, yeah, I don't see how the – I agree. I think the Bucks win this division. I think they'd probably win this division by five or six games.
The Bucks could win by five games?
Five or six games, yep.
I reserve judgment for now.
What do you say, Leroy?
Nah, I don't see it. But, hey, I've been
You'll see them winning the division?
The only other team in the division is
60 games.
The only other person in the only other team in the division is the Pacers. Who else? Chicago? No. Cleveland? No. Detroit? Get out of here.
They're gonna battle with the Pacers down the street.
Well, they should win their division, but does anybody really care? I mean,
oh, I do.
When was the last time the Bucks won the division, Gary?
Yep. Wait a minute. Yeah, I didn't know you liked division.
I don't even remember.
Thank you. So what matters then?
Mm-hmm. I want a T-shirt. I want a division championship T-shirt, and I'm getting a hat, Gary.
These guys are losers, man. They want anything.
We're setting the bar really high here, aren't we?
Yes, sir. We do. It's the big show.
The bar is so low. It's amazing.
Gary, appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
There's Gary Wolfel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935. I'm dead serious. I'm
on a division championship shirt. They could beat Toronto.
I want a Bucks T-shirt that says, "We finally won a round in the playoffs." That's the shirt I want. We finally won a round.
That'd be nice.
That was one of the main things that we were talking about on the Brewers show this year was win the division so we can get a T-shirt.
Yeah. Now you can get them on sale, no?
I'll tell you one thing. T-shirts were way too damn expensive at Miller Park.
Yeah,
they were pretty expensive. I would have got me a T-shirt somewhere else that cost me like half the money. Now, they're getting rid of that whole deal, and they're going to take over pricing. So it seems like pricing is going to come down on some of this stuff because the Brewers will be in control of pricing now inside their team stores going forward. So that at least is a good thing. We went over there. Like one of the first nights it was open to get all that stuff when they had the division, we're looking around, we're like, holy cow, stuff's expensive in here. Mm-hmm. But it was working. People were walking out with bags of stuff.
Right.
Bags of stuff. And I guarantee you, Leroy, mm-hmm. with Christmas coming up, that team store's got to be just flying out with merchandise. No. People buying Brewers stuff for their friends and family for Christmas. Jerseys, hats, shirts, everything.
I'll tell you what, it's one of the few places I love to eat their food because I heard their place is clean.
Their place is clean.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
one of the tops in America.
That's important to me because, you know, I'm an executive chef. If I hear reports the place is clean, I'm ordering. But if I hear you got some problems, because I don't take all of what customers say, like on Yelp, because sometimes you could just be mad. You just make up stuff and post it. But if somebody just has a review and say you up to standards, I'm good with you. You can get my money.
Yeah, you can't come over and eat at my place. No. I'll tell you that right now. It's an abbreviated pick a lane. We still got Mike Clemens coming up at the bottom half of the hour.
He's not cleaning that down.
I wouldn't let anybody.
I've never
ate. Man, you got to eat out the same plate.
I've never ate anything Billy's ever made, so I don't know if it's any good or not.
Well, I tried to get into the cookie bake-off, but it was closed.
Oh, here in the building?
I'd have won that thing. I'm telling you right now.
So you're a baker?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of cookies do you bake?
Yeah, I'm a baker. I'll make some killer chocolate chip cookies.
What kind of cookies you make?
I make chocolate chip cookies, sir.
What else?
Then I'm more of a pie guy. Like I made French silk pie.
Right.
Ooh.
What? Yeah.
You always struck me as a brownie kind of dude.
Apple pie.
Apple crumb, though. Gotta be crumb. Can't be no smooth apple pie.
Well, I put the pie crust on top, and I put it in the brown paper bag, and then
you
cook it in there.
Okay.
Yep.
No, I'm not a baker. I'm a domestic chef, and I don't like to grill either.
Yeah, I don't like grilling either.
Man. I ain't no grown man. I like to stay inside.
You want some hockey pucks? I'll put those out on the grill for about 25 minutes.
Well done.
Yep, that's how you do it. Yeah. All right.
Did you watch the Christmas cookie challenge show on Food Network? I think it's Food Network. Is it Food Network?
Well,
yeah, Food
kids
Network.
When you're
adults.
Over 300 adults. Pounds, it's too dangerous to watch
you're
Food
Network.
You're
not 300 pounds. Stop.
Way over.
They just had a lady on there from Milwaukee.
Really?
She didn't win it, but she got through to the second round. Adija, I think is her name. Adija, something like that.
That's close enough.
Yeah.
Is
owner
she
of Confectionally Yours. That's her bakery that she owns.
Oh, we're going to go raid that tomorrow.
Dude, it was, their cookies looked amazing.
Maybe
she made like a family of like penguin cookies. They were all like penguins. You ever see those nesting eggs? The brewers gave them out one year, right?
Yeah.
So they had to make like 6 or 7 cookies that look like nesting eggs all the way down. So from a big size all the way down to the smallest size. And she did like a family of penguins all the way down. The detail and the work on those cookies, unbelievable.
You eat all those, you're going to need a nap.
Really, really good.
Me and Chris need to pay her a visit.
Yeah.
She can endorse those cookies.
Yeah, it's real good. I'm serious. Yeah, it looks real good.
You're not going to let the fat dude endorse the cookies?
I'll just give you some. It's all good.
Okay, yeah, I'll take it.
He just wants the cookies at the end of the day.
I'll take
right.
that deal.
Hey, Brooklyn and Sheets will be where Baby Thompson will be
sleeping.
Don't eat
cookies in the bed, Jackson. Allegedly.
Well, you guys don't allow snacks in bed?
Well, when you got your Brooklyn and Sheets, you don't want chocolate on the sheets.
You're damn right.
That's a good point.
You're darn right, yeah.
That's a good point.
But I don't want to take it, though. I don't want to take it. I don't want him upset.
That
so go ahead and finish
that
it.
That kid's all about Gardettos.
Yeah.
That's his deal.
Yes.
That's
he's
his
a big boy.
Yeah, he's all about Gardettos. Brooklyn and Sheets. Cozy, comfy.
Get out the bed.
You'll feel better the next day as
Shut up,
well.
Daddy.
You'll feel more rested. But Roy's right. You don't want chocolate or anything in there
and
get stuff all over your sheets. Brooklyn and Sheets named the winner of the best of online betting category by Good Housekeeping. 500,000 happy sleepers and counting. Sheets don't just feel amazing, but they look great too. Mix and match over 20-plus colors and patterns. They're towels, robes, candles. They even have sleep masks. All made for great gifts this season at brooklinen.com. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving you an exclusive offer just for Big Show listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Sparky, S-P-A-R-K-Y, at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product and all their sheets, comforters, and towels. They come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping, use promo code Sparky at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code Sparky, Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever.
414-799-1250. Everybody that wasn't able to get in earlier on, it's Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. It's Packer-Bear Week. What does that rivalry still mean? Talk about it next here on The Fan.
Gary, Rami, and Sparky have been going at it for 3 hours, but haven't crashed and burned yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time for the guys to reset the big topics from today's big show and let you pick a lane.
Pick a Lane, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove.
O'clock hour.
I could
Great Lakes
I've
Dragway
been here for
Pick
that
a Lane.
Show.
Oh, you would have loved it. I mean, it was a knockdown throwdown. There's not many times McGivern gets into a knockdown throw.
I would have taken
like
him.
I like to keep my issues off the air, McGivern, and not air my grievances.
We're talking about an old Varsity Blitz scoreboard show. Apparently, Mike and Coach Davies got into it one night, and Baby Tausch was telling me the story about what it was about because I didn't know anything of it. And if I would have been here, I would have taken Ron Davies' side, and Davies wouldn't have had to talk the rest of the show. Because I
would
have
good. You could have just tapped in.
It would have
in.
Been me and McGivern, and it would have been on.
We could have gotten a hot tag to Sparky in the corner, and him and Matt could have
based
went
Based on what Baby
it.
Dodge was telling me, I totally agree with Ron Davies, but that's okay. All right, let's move on.
Well, let's talk about the Packers and Bears. A lot of people weren't able to get in earlier on when we were talking about what exactly this Packer-Bear rivalry means to you. And personally, guys, I kicked the Bears fan out of here for the rest of the week because I figured we needed to actually get some Packer opinion in here instead of you guys having to look at orange and blue for the rest of the week, and I'm going to keep my Carroll Pioneers gear at home. This game, still, every time I see the Chicago Bears on the Packers schedule, it just boils my blood seeing the Chicago Bears, one, in first place, two, on national TV getting wins, and three, strutting around like they have already won the division and they have a first round bye.
I don't mind the way they're going about their business in Chicago, to be quite honest with you. You have to remember that it's been quite a while since they've been worth anything, and they're very good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now they got a chance to strut their stuff a little bit.
Since 2010,
right?
And
this isn't a season where
they didn't win nothing.
Rodgers breaks his collarbone, and they get the benefit of winning a division without Rodgers playing all year. Rodgers played all year. Yeah, he was banged up early, but he played all year. So this was a legit division win. For the Chicago Bears at this point, they should be excited. Now, doing dumb topics like, do you think Aaron Rodgers will ever win a division title and stuff like that down there? I think that was on the McNeil and Parkins show or something like that on The Score down there. That type of stuff. I don't know if I'd ever go that far necessarily. I mean, that would be like us saying on The Fan, do you think the Cubs will ever win another division title after the Brewers won the division this year? You're not going to say that. I mean, it's going to be a tight race the next several years between the Brewers and the Cubs. Yep. You had the Cardinals in. The Reds are trying to get a lot better at this point. That's not going to change anything. And as far as that division goes here, the Vikings, I understand they fired their offensive coordinator. Kirk Cousins hadn't worked out, but they're still going to be a legitimate team next year. The Packers are going to rebound.
Do you still interview DeFilippo, although he got fired for the Packer job?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the head job?
That's fair.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Because he was.
I would. Because
you bring him in before you bring him in now.
You have some conflict of interest down there with Zimmer wanting to run the football, not wanting to pass. That dude only wanted to pass. So there was conflict of interest.
Kirk Cousins let him down.
Right. There was no doubt. There was conflict of interest from the get on those two guys going forward. And Zimmer won't even confirm that the new offensive coordinator is going to call plays. He won't even confirm who's calling plays. If Zimmer calls plays, they've lost their mind on
it. I hope he does.
Like, that is going to be a complete disaster if that ends up happening. Anyways, getting off topic. But yeah, this Bears-Packers...
No, it's all still on topic.
This Bears-Packers rivalry...
Vic Fangio going to be the next head coach.
I hope not. This Packers rivalry hasn't been great necessarily over the last several years because the Bears haven't been any good.
Yeah, they still suck.
So Packer fans really didn't care about that game all that much because they knew they were going to win it for the most part.
They could be undefeated and they still suck.
So now you're in a situation. Yeah, but Leroy, even going back to when you played, you guys, that wasn't your number one rival. It was the Vikings.
Well, no, it was still the Chicago. We didn't like the Vikings.
You all didn't like each other. But you were told that you shouldn't like the Bears.
Well,
you all truly didn't like the Vikings.
Like.
Right. Like fist pump. Right.
That was where you guys were throwing hands. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Steve,
that's
right.
Not
we
what,
did not like them.
But this rivalry between the Packers and Bears haven't been, like you just said, since the 80s. That's how long
Garrett
it's been.
Really did.
Lovie Smith came in and said, I only want to beat the Packers. We're going to beat the Packers. And even after he said that, Packer fans were like, dude, you're stupid. You're not going to beat us. Get out of here. Right? Packer fans weren't even offended. It was like, whatever, dude. Talk all you want to talk. It's not going to matter.
He went to a Super Bowl.
He did it for a few years.
Yeah, so Bears now feeling good about themselves, right? That's cool. Let them feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
And as a Packer fan, all you want to do is just make it a little bit messier for them on the way out. So if you beat the Bears, you feel good about things. It's not going to matter because they're still going to run their mouth that they won the division. You didn't. You're not in the playoffs. They are.
Yeah, but
so
they won't win it this week.
It's not going to stop much, but you'll stop it for a week.
Yeah.
And that's what you're trying to do. And then after the Bears game, I don't really care if they play
Rodgers.
You say
this is the one you want.
It's the only game I want. The only one.
I'm in the same boat. I want this one so bad. The Packers haven't been in the situation like they were to go 2-14 and win the only two games against the Bears. But I still look at that. I still look at that spot.
Yeah.
You take on the Chicago Bears, get the W. That's all that matters. And they got a W in the offseason. To tee it up, they bring in 52, Khalil Mack, and he's a total game changer. You look at what he did.
I thought you said Clay Matthews.
For the rest of – no, the good 52.
Hey, stop that!
The not worn out 52.
I bet our 52 got better hair.
Well, that's true. He actually has some. But for the Packers having a chance to get Khalil Mack, Leroy, as much as it appeared that they were in the running, they might not have had the final firepower to get there and get him into a Packer uniform. What does that do for a Packers season? Just how much different is the Packers season if Khalil Mack's in green and gold?
Four games. He's worth four games. And then Aaron would still be healthy because he wouldn't have been in on that tackle in order to be healthy and back to competing with the Bears. Now, the Bears' defense is always formidable. They just never had any offense. That's why they took Trubisky, moved up and took him three overall to get a quarterback. They learned that from the Packers. Get you a quarterback first. The defense will tread water, but you got to get a quarterback to get to the Super Bowl. So they felt like they got their quarterback. Now they say, well, you know what? We're not in on this Khalil Mack thing. And all of a sudden, they say, okay, we got to get him. But if he's with the Packers, it'll be the reciprocal. The Bears will be where you are, and you will be with the Bears. I'd be winning the division. He's just that good.
For the center lane, how much different is this Packers season with Khalil Mack and green and gold, Sparky?
I think they're a Super Bowl contender with Khalil Mack.
Question.
Regardless of how good Aaron Rodgers is or isn't this year, or however you want to look about it, Clay Matthews now moves inside, plays next to Blake Martinez. I don't have to go find somebody else's scraps in order to fill that position.
Yep.
So I like that. I think the double teams and everything else Khalil Mack brings frees up Nick Perry a little bit more on the other side when he actually was healthy. Makes defensive line a little bit better. But Mack can rush the quarterback. He can stop the run.
It makes people in the secondary
better. He can drop into coverage. Mm-hmm. He can kind of do everything. And you don't really have a guy that can kind of do everything outside of Matthews. And like you pointed out, he's kind of on the downside of his career at this point. He can be far more effective inside than he is outside, too. And, you know, talk about their cornerbacks and their safety play. Well, they look better now because now the quarterback doesn't have nearly as much time and there's more pressure on him. And for a majority of the year, you know, the quarterbacks have been under some duress against the Packers, so let's not make it sound like they're not getting home. They are getting home. They've got home quite a bit this year. Mm-hmm. But Khalil Mack makes them really, really good. Yeah. It really would have. And,
the Bears
and now
number one in takeaway.
There's not nearly as much pressure on that Packers offense like there has been for a majority of the year. And that's even being said, they're better this year than they were last year. I mean, this defense is better than Dom Capers' defense last year.
Yeah, especially through the eye test.
Yes, they're a better defense.
Not statistically, just eye test.
They're a better defense.
You talked about how many picks Trubisky has thrown.
You pointing at Steve or me?
I was pointing at you. Okay. Sorry, because you were saying that he could still throw three picks.
We're on radio, so they don't know which one.
And they're still leading the differential by 13.
That's amazing.
That's how many times they're taking the football away. Drew's in North Dakota. He's been trying to get in all afternoon.
Hey,
414-799-1250. What's up, Drew?
What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's going on, gents? How you doing?
Good, good. What you got for us, buddy?
Well, first, appreciate you taking my call. Leroy, I want to say this. Big fan of yours since I was a little kid, but especially after 2 years ago in Kenosha while I was deployed. So, again, I really do appreciate that. But in regards to the Bears, their defense, it is good. I will say that. But you got to remember, gents, they're playing a fourth-place schedule. And if you look at the
schedule,
three good quarterbacks.
Great point.
Rodgers, Brady, and Wilson. And they're 1-2 in that. I mean, this is not the 2000 Ravens defense we're talking about. This isn't the 85 Bears. Heck, this isn't even near the 96 Packers defense. The Bears are going to get
an
education why Rodgers is got his extension.
Okay, but wait a second. I mean, in all fairness, those teams that you mentioned, there's not a defense in the NFL comparable to any of those defenses you just brought up. Those defenses don't exist anymore.
Yeah, but what we're talking about, the Bears defense with Khalil Mack, I think his point is justified.
Nobody's saying they're that dominant. I mean, I'm not saying they're the Ravens Super Bowl winning defense. I'm not saying they're the 96 Packers defense.
People up there are saying they're better than 85. I say calm down.
No, that's stupid.
Right.
But by today's standards of defense in the National Football League, if you take Khalil Mack off that defense, they're nowhere near as good as they are with Khalil Mack
they're
on that
good.
Defense.
They're not great.
And if you put Khalil Mack on this Packers defense, they're substantially better than what they are right now without.
Well, that's well, Jeff. I totally agree with that on our defense. Heck, I mean, we need all the help that we can get.
Right.
Clay Matthews.
Yes.
I named my second son after Clay Matthews, so I love him. I really do. But,
oh, nice.
This Bears defense is not it's not intimidating, especially it's not. I mean, Goff, for goodness sake, the guy grew up a San Francisco Giants fan. In
he didn't want to be out there. It was too cold.
I mean, he didn't want to be there.
He didn't.
And we're talking Bears defense. I really think that they're going to get lit up by Green Bay this weekend. And then not only that, though, they're going to have to say that they've been swept by the Packers. For as much as they say that we're terrible, to say they're going to get swept by the Packers, they're going to be one and done in the playoffs, Jets.
Man, I like that phone call.
Yeah, I love that one. That's call of the day.
See, real quick, the thing about the Bears defense, based on what you see on the tape, the four-game tape, if you move, you have opportunity. You got to move, you got motion, shifts, you got zone blocking, you got to do misdirect screens, draws, when they're up the field, draw, when they're just sideways, quick screen, make them think, you got to put Randall Cobb in the backfield, make him go motion to the right, set for a second, then make him go back to the left and send him right up the seam. He's going to be wide open. But if you just come out in your normal set and nobody motions, it's going to be difficult for you.
When we were talking to Rob Reichel, I brought up that I still think that Jamal Williams is going to probably get more snaps than he would have originally gotten in a game like this one, where you know that you're going to have to keep Rodgers upright.
Right.
He's going to be able to probably chip a little bit better than Aaron Jones is.
Aaron Jones has been blocking a lot better, man. I've been watching him, but I hope they would give him more confidence.
But like you just said, if you're going to run with a zone scheme, and the Packers are a mostly zone-running football team, if you're able to send one or two dudes in motion, you're able to move Graham around a little bit, or if it's Kendricks in
that works.
You're going to be able to freeze up those linebackers for Aaron Jones to be able to get to that second level just a little bit quicker.
Yeah, because you don't need Patrick or McCray to block him straight up. They'll get a good angle on it. Just, football down there is about angles, and that's what the zone blocking scheme is for.
Yep.
If you look at the touchdown that Aaron Jones did, if you look at it, I want everybody to go study that. Because you can look at it on PackerNews.com, and I actually draw it up for you. When everybody stepped the same, synchronized, then Aaron Jones could pick his hole. And the backside guy who's supposed to make that tackle, Batiari cut him off with kind of a block, like if you're in basketball, just kind of blocked him off. And there's a huge hole there, touchdown. That's what they can do against the Bears. But they got to do it out of motion, though. They got to do it created out of motion and shift.
That's the other thing. We haven't really talked about Leroy. With a new coach coming in here, if it's not Philbin, could come a new blocking scheme, could come a whole way different way of how they want to run the football going forward.
Could be.
How does that then affect Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones, who they have on the roster? How then does that affect the offensive linemen that they have? And do those linemen fit into the scheme that this new coach wants to play? Those are all moving parts that nobody's really talked about, but there could be a significant change on that offensive line.
You're right, Steve. With that first pick, he may say, I want a right tackle.
Correct.
I'm sick of this.
Mike.
I want a right tackle.
Yep.
I want the top guard. And what are you doing?
Guard that early.
Yeah.
Take him. So that you're right. It will affect.
Look what the Colts did.
Colts did with Quentin Nelson, right?
Yep. And completely changed their team.
Yeah, because,
best offensive
Andrew
line the Colts
was,
have had in probably 20 years this
but
year.
Steve, you know this. I mean, he was sacked more times than anybody.
Now he's like the least amount sacked this year.
There's your investment. You get Aaron Rodgers 140 guaranteed. Now you got to get all the linemen to protect him.
And I'm down if you get a guy like Quentin Nelson, because anybody yelling as they're pulling around for an outside linebacker, I'm a big, big
there
fan.
There we go.
Was that the guy from Notre Dame?
Yep, that was a dude from Notre Dame.
I wanted him so bad.
Psycho.
I wanted him so bad. Where'd he go?
Finishes
Colts.
Oh, that's number six.
Duh. And they got ripped when they took him.
That's the guy I wanted, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy I wanted. When they took him, I said, "Well, that's the lineman that I wanted."
Yeah, you had him pinpointed early. I do remember that.
Yes, I like that guy, man. Been in Notre Dame, going right there, it works out. But he'll be a good
Pro Bowler. Yeah, maybe not this year, but in the future.
Yes.
Well, starting right now, it looks like there's a guy from Wisconsin, a guard that could be falling right into one of those two slots the Packers could be taking.
No.
Michael Dieter. Hey, I'm just saying.
No.
I'm just saying. He's a pro prospect.
No.
Just saying. Let's talk more Packers, and we won't talk draft with Mike Clemens next on The Big Show.
Ever since the fire went out, I'm going to Jackson. I'm going to mess around. Yeah, I'm going down to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
Welcome back, Throwback Thursday on the Wendy's Big Show. Merle Haggard here on the Big Show. We'll see if Karaoke Christmas wins for next Thursday or or not. We'll get a voting update from Anthony Mandel. Let me tell you about Wendy's, because since it is the Wendy's Big Show, did you know that Wendy's is all about your kids? That's right. And if you have a kid that is an athlete and they wear their jersey or uniform into Wendy's, they will get themselves a free small Frosty for youth sports players in uniform. And I got one that plays Little League baseball there in Oak Creek, and the Little League field is right by the Wendy's in Oak Creek, and it's a beautiful thing. Get done playing, go over there, give them a free small Frosty. They're all sweaty and everything else, and they're all about chocolate Frosty. No. Oh, you suck. I'm not rewarding you.
Good. That's why you're my guy, Sparky. You don't win, you're getting nothing.
Stupid stuff is that. I mean, their team was like almost undefeated, then they lost in the playoffs because the umpire sucked. And then home plate umpire was absolutely awful. Wendy's also will help you raise money, too. Wendy's gives back 20% of net sales to your school or youth athletics program. It's easy. You can sign up for a single day or up to 30 days of fundraising. I just can't believe that's right. 30 days of fundraising. Because a lot of times you have these restaurant nights, right? You get one night. Wendy's will let you do it for 30 days. They supply you a voucher for you to share via email or social media. Your supporters just need to show it when they drive through or drive in. Wendy's all about the kids. Leroy, get out of there. All right, so
you just got scolded, son.
Clemens is on hold. We'll get to you. Just one second. Something happened. I've been on the air this whole time for a couple weeks, me and Mandela. And we've been promoting the fact that Bella over there, our intern.
Is she going to do an update?
No. That'd be interesting. No, but she.
That's my girl, so you be nice.
So she.
Be nice.
I thought was going to go be an intern at Fox Sports Wisconsin. I thought this was a done deal. So I'm on there. I'm like, hey, man, intern's going to Fox Sports Wisconsin. I'm telling my boss, type on the radio, everything else. Right. So I'm going, I'm like, okay, so when you get over there, I'm about to tell her what I think she should make sure to focus on, right?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I don't have it yet. But wait, it gets even better.
That's just her voice.
Yeah, that just gets even better. Not only does she not have it, Bella, have you applied for said internship yet?
They have not posted said internship yet. I can't apply for something that hasn't been posted.
Now, the best part is I've been knowing that she's been wanting this internship for a while.
Well, they say speak it and it come true.
And what did I tell you the first time that they did have this internship posted?
You said apply in advance. But
correct.
Where does it go? I can't just send it to the North Pole, to the air. I have to send it somewhere.
No, you send it to Fox Sports Wisconsin, and then you list down their address.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Would you guys like me to just mail my resume in?
I got an internship here.
You know what?
Mandela, nobody's talking to you.
You know what?
Just
forget about it. Just say forget the internship at Fox Sports Wisconsin. You can stay here.
You can just stay here. That's fine, too. But we don't do TV.
She needs to make money.
But if she's trying to do TV, we don't do TV.
Spring, dog.
What?
We're full for the spring.
Oh, yeah. Well, we are.
Well, never too full for me, so.
You got that right. That's my girl. Y'all be nice to her.
That's a great segue to Mike Clemens.
Don't step to
Mike. Get your job.
Because Mike Clemens is never too full to eat somebody else's sandwich, right?
Hey.
Mike Clemens joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Hi, Mike.
This Packer report I'm about to do right now.
Who's it sponsored by?
Hmm?
This Packer report I'm about to do, it's already won the Peabody Award, just so you know.
The Peabody Award?
That's a joke. It's like she's got the internship, but she hasn't applied yet. Whatever.
It was a good one, Mike.
You're definitely not Rami, but that's okay.
All right.
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about?
Well, first of all, there was a strong surge today from players and maybe the Aaron Rodgers camp about, we could probably just move forward with Joe Philbin. You know, you have to bring in all those other coaches. Joe's been here all along. He's been here through two or three different head coaching regimes and all that. And, well, you know, you got to beat the Bears first. But that's an interesting – you might see some people, some calmness
stupid.
About that as well.
It's stupid. Y'all should have started laughing when he said it. Y'all should have just started laughing. We're going to talk about this at 3 o'clock tomorrow, and I'll give you a little preview. There's no way, no how that dude's head coach of this football team next year. Clemens, I give you as good a shot as he is of being head football coach. You don't fire Mike McCarthy when you fire Mike McCarthy to just name Joe Philbin head coach. You fire Mike McCarthy when you fire Mike McCarthy because you got your eye on somebody that might be available already that you want to go talk to before Cleveland does or somebody else go get your hands on them. They know who they want, and they're going to go get who they want. And that guy's name is not Joe Philbin, because if it was Joe Philbin, they could have waited to the end of the year, moved on from McCarthy, called Philbin in, said, hey, we're thinking about making you the head coach. They know what Philbin's all about. He was the head coach in Miami. It's not like Philbin doesn't have a resume. We know Rodgers likes him. Get out of here. I'm glad that Rodgers picked his guy and said, hey, I can really run the show. Philbin's here. I want to be the guy. I want Philbin to be the guy. Okay.
Yeah, he's got the best backing power. He's the only guy that can get backed by
Chicago,
Aaron.
If he be Chicago, Mike, he's a true guy that'll get a chance.
He can win out. Won't matter.
He'll get a chance.
The biggest thing we got to see from Joe Philbin, who, you know, we were talking about that 2007 game when it was 50-mile-an-hour winds and, you know, Brett just couldn't go anywhere because it was so cold out that day.
Yeah, the Halloween game.
The season they went 13-3, you know, it was really, really cold and windy. And somebody asked Philbin, was that the coldest game you ever in? And he says, yeah, I remember complaining that the hot chocolate wasn't quite hot enough because I was up in the press box. I mean, that's where he's been most of his career. He has not been on the sidelines managing games or even calling plays. Last week, first time he calls plays in 22 years. When you hire a head coach, you got to hire one of these administrators that oversees this big operation with 20 coaches and energy guys and all that, like McCarthy maybe got too bogged down in. You got to hire a guy that's either offense or defensive-minded, and I think it'll be – doesn't have to be a play caller either, but probably younger, and the energy that this job is going to take and some fresh ideas. And the last thing is – motivator. When you walk in the room, you put the fear of God in the whole building. And Philbin is not that guy. He's just not that guy. So the next thing that I think is, you know, on the top of the list is offensive line this week. Bulaga, doubtful, missed last week's game. They started the game against the Falcons with three starters missing. Don't know if Lane Taylor will be back. But Justin McCray, now this is a guy that the focus could be on because he actually started right guard in that first game against the Bears, and the Packers were stunned. You know, Mac had missed training camp with the Raiders. He gets into the Bears, and he pushed Brian Bulaga back 5 yards on the first play. It took Bulaga a half to figure out how to change his footwork to deal with Mac and his strength. And remember, by the time they got to about the third quarter, Mac and some of those other guys started running out of gas. And Mac, he was not in total football shape. That's not going to be the case Sunday at Soldier Field. We'll talk to Justin McCray about his performance week one against the Bears.
I think the early part of the game, last game, was more on me. I mean, no discredit to him. He's a great player. But it was more me, not being fundamentally sound and doing things that I usually don't do. And, after I, regained myself and, got back to doing what I do, I think I did well.
Great discussion on the Big Show earlier today, like during the 2 o'clock hour, where you guys were talking about this rivalry. And I've heard it described, too, that, you know, contemporary players – I mean, Aaron Rodgers was out to dinner 2 or 3 years ago when they were down there, and he saw some guys – some guys from the Bears were having dinner, and the waiter comes over and says, your bill's been taken care of, and they look up, and it's Rodgers leaving and waving to him. He picked up their tab. So, you know, these guys – but they understand this rivalry is more about fans. You know, the Kenosha – Racine, what'd you call it, Sparky? The cheese wall or the border wall or something like that?
Yeah, I don't remember.
It comes down to that. But I thought this was a great quote from running back Jamal Williams about, do you sense how big the rivalry is between Bears-Packers?
I have the hatred because everybody else got the hatred. So it's like contagious, you know. That's what you got to have. But you're just ready for it, you know. You know how important a game it is by how many times they talking about it. And how many times, you know, the linemen, everybody getting prepared, you know. Really, it's just still all about us, making sure that we all just ready to go, prepared and ready we are, the more easy it'd be for us.
There's one time I almost jumped in the stands to go after somebody that was holding the sign. And that was 2004. and the Packers had just beat the Bears. Lovey Smith and Urlacher and that crew. And it was actually January 2nd, 2005, was to finish the 2004 season. Packers were going to get into the postseason as a wild card. And Brett came on and lit him up, and it was like 31-10 was the final, and they're walking out the field. And this knucklehead's holding a sign over the visiting tunnel that says, "Die, Favre, die."
Mm.
Wow.
This is a week after Reggie passed away on Christmas. Like, are you kidding me? I almost leaped over, because I was down in the field. I almost went up there and socked the guy. Like, are you kidding me? I've never forgotten that, how stupid, how insensitive that was. But again, this thing comes down more between the fans sometimes than it even does the players. One other quick note, Breshad Breeland, this guy actually might be your best corner. He leads the team with picks, with two picks. He had the pick six. They targeted him five times, the Falcons did, and he only got let one reception go, got the fumble recovery. He's out of town right now, personal leave. I tried to track down this Tevin Mole that he referred to in his Instagram post. It's a kid that he played football with in high school in South Carolina. That is some sort of car incident on Tuesday night. Wow. So Breeland out of town taking care of this personal matter for the next day or two. You know, you need all of your guys to beat the Bears the way they're playing right now.
No question.
Mike, appreciate it, man. You're going to be out with Bill Michaels and Joe Zenzola at Rivals in Kenosha for the Bill Michaels Huddle. Appreciate it. We'll be listening to it.
Thank you, Big Show.
There's Mike Clemens, our embedded green gold reporter on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start the renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans. Those right here in our community since 1935. Tie a bow on the Thursday edition of the Wendy's Big Show next.
In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
All right, it's a throwback Thursday here on the Fan. Got to get an update and find out who is going to be on Throwback Thursday next week. But first, let me tell you all about Sight and Sound Solutions. This is what you get, $99 a month to start. AT&T home phone, AT&T internet, DirecTV choice package included. You get the NFL Sunday ticket next year at no additional charge. Every out-of-market game, every Sunday. Let's watch games anywhere on your favorite device. You get their Genie, their home DVR, 1,000 hours of recording time. They'll come set up your DirecTV for no charge through Sight and Sound Solutions, plus two of these three for free. An HD or a Blu-ray player, HD TV, or a $100 Visa gift card. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today. 262-754-1500. 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday ticket. Automatic renewal to your season prevailing rate. Once again, surprise for the season. Select international games excluded. Remote access in one game at a time. Data may apply. Call for details.
Gary Oakey wins in a landslide. We're back tomorrow
right,
at 2.
Talk to you later. Bye.